Welcome to the night show, except in the morning radio edition, where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Friday, May 3rd, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We've got announcements, sports updates,
Bible with Mick.
And a whole lot more, so buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial, because remember, today is gonna be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. Sports physicals are today for grades 4 through 11, and also don't forget to turn in your library books due May 6th, so that's just around the corner. Get those things together. I guess that's Monday morning. You want to have those here at the school. But now it's time for the Diocese section of the show. We've got weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, partly cloudy skies, high 78, low of 56. But you know, I told my mom that when I'll be home in 5 minutes, and I'll be home. She doesn't even have to remind me every 15 minutes about it.
All right, now it's time for the most educational part of the show. We have
weird science facts. Your nose gets warmer when you lie.
Okay, so there's some involuntary reflexes that happen in our body that we don't have control over, but our body often tells on us. Your nose gets very slightly warmer when you lie. But now it's time for people that aren't going to be having warm noses today. They're going to be telling everybody the truth, and that truth is,
it's their birthday.
Robert Randolph. Ari, it's your birthday. You're the only one in the school today. Callie Ramey and Christopher Browning, your birthday is this
happy
weekend.
Birthday,
live it up. Eat some
happy
cake.
Birthday,
tell somebody.
You.
If Ari's happy in your class, tell him you're happy that he's born today. Tell him happy,
happy birthday. Live
it up. What a great thing to celebrate. The miracle of life that God has given us. And now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey. We have Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. It's been a long week. Lots of great things, but I think I'm ready for the weekend.
I get it, Mick. It's good to be busy, but it's also good to rest. Mick, you can't rest yet. Wake up!
Oh, sorry, Mr. Holland. I guess I confused the words rest with sleep. I am very sleepy. But rest and sleep are different. God rested on the seventh day after he completed the entire creation, but he doesn't sleep. Rest means to not work, to slow down and relax. We can sleep while we rest, but resting is important to recharge our batteries. Think about your phone. Your battery lasts a lot longer when we take breaks from it than when we're on it for hours at a time. Letting it rest allows you to save some energy for something really important, like calling your mom to pick you up after school if practice gets canceled. God knows the importance of resting. So much that he instituted Saturdays as a day of rest for us. He knows us too well. He knows that humans are good at packing schedules. There's always something that needs doing. Taking rest is saying, I'm going to do all tomorrow's chores today so that I can relax tomorrow. Maybe take a nice bubble bath, listen to your favorite music, or hang out with friends. Do whatever recharges your batteries. Some people are recharged by being around a lot of people. Some people are recharged by being alone. Both of these are good ways to rest. But it's also important to know that there is a time to rest and a time to work. Right now is my time to work. The school year is almost over. It's going by so quickly, and now there's only 3 weeks left. The month of May is always a tough one because it's so busy, so emotional, and it's over before you know it. Matthew 11:28-29 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So in this last season of school, remember to rest so that you can find strength to finish strong.
That's a great, great reminder. To take rest, God gave us the Sabbath. He gave us a day to really rest, to enjoy, to reflect, to be grateful. And what we find is that when we're grateful, that contentment happens. It's hard to not be content when you're also being grateful. But today's deep thoughts verse about contentment is 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 11. It says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into making many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains." You know, as you grow, you'll find this temptation to want more. You want the same shoes that your friends have. Or you want to do certain things, and they cost money. And you'll find yourself desiring money. And that's a dangerous trap to fall into. Now, there's nothing evil about money within itself. God has probably blessed your parents with money. And that is a blessing, and it's also a responsibility that they have to steward well. They're going to be held responsible for how they invest that, what they do with that for God's kingdom. But our desire shouldn't be for money. Our desire should be for God, for having godliness with contentment, because that is great gain. But we have to temper our hearts. We have to change our spirits and our desires. So let's pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to do that. Heavenly Father, help us to not seek riches. Lord, we are grateful for the gifts that you've given to us, what you've bestowed upon us, and let us be responsible with it. But Lord, help us to desire you, because you are the giver of good things. You are the one that brings peace, and the desire and the chase after these things that are false, Lord, they bring about destruction. And Lord, we do not want that for our lives, because they're yours. So help us in that. Help temper our hearts. Help us to love what we ought. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You have Bible, science, history, spelling, social studies, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.